Welcome to In Hot Water, boys and girls. Welcome to We Need Therapy Wednesday. It's very exciting. I was just telling Gino. So yesterday, I go to the Friars Club. I have therapy right after this. I go to the Friars Club because they're doing a meet and greet. So Michael Costa's there. Pete Dominic, you know, that real lib guy. So he's like, well, now that you have a daughter, do you look at women differently? I'm like, yeah, my daughter. And he's like, not everybody. I'm like, you're such a cuck, Pete. I love Pete, but he's so cucky. It's amazing.
You got into a fist fight with DeRosa. So,
what, really? I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
Punched him in the man tits?
Didn't they get into a fist fight, Garrett, off air or something?
Oh, I don't know about the off air fist. I know they got into a big fight on air.
Yeah. All right. We'll look that up. So Pete Dominic's there. Then I invite my wife because I'm being nice. She shows up. She's pounding back white wines. Nice. And then Abby Rosenquist is watching our daughter. We love Abby. So we get in the car. I go to drop Abby off. My wife wants me to drop her friend off. I'm like, no, I'm sick. I want to go home. I was, you know, I wasn't sick, but I wanted to go home. And we go home. And then wife and I go to watch Jimmy Big Ball's wife sing last night at Birdland. And then we go home and have this argument. You fucking go outside and smoke your cigar for an hour. And we're like on a date. But then you come home. And I'm like, yeah, I'm planning the show for tomorrow. So she starts yelling. And I'm like, let's watch a Netflix show. Ricky Gervais has this new Netflix show out. So we start watching. She goes, I don't know why you're staying up when you complain about being tired. Go to bed. I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed. She's like, well, why? I'm like, you fucking... Whenever she gets what she wants, she doesn't shut the fuck up. So then when I go to bed, she comes up and starts fucking, bah, 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 you, because you, yeah. I go, yeah.
What she said?
Yeah. I go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Why are you placating me? And then I just go, you're a fucking retard. I don't know what the fuck your problem is. You're a fucking idiot. You're dumb. You need to get on stage. And then Garrett, she looks at me like she loves me more than ever because I'm calling her a fucking dumb retard. And then she's like, fuck me. So then I fuck her, and I'm trying to kiss her, and she's like, no, just fuck me. So I just fucked her, and you know when you're doing it, you're trying to hurt her to teach her a lesson.
No.
But I got too excited that I just, like, came real quick. So I had, like, a few good thrusts, but then I was like, ah! And I, you know when you pull out to try to not come, but then I could feel the pre-cum dripping all over the bed, and that, it was on her side, so I didn't mind, because I was like, this will get, if I don't hurt her fucking her, I'll hurt her by her having to sleep in my wet cum. So I fucked her, and then I tried to kiss her goodnight, and she goes, no, don't kiss me, that's what fucking is. And I go, oh, okay. And then I go, night, and then she's like, kiss me. I go, no, fuck off. And so that's what we left on. Then this morning I wake up, there's a glass and a coffee mug on the island. She hates when I do that. She's like, why do you always leave this shit around? So I wrote post-it notes like glass, oh, coffee mug.
It's not passive aggressive at all.
She left her boots on the floor. Then I picked her boots up and wrote boots on the post-it note. And then I thought better of it, so I moved those away. And
you could have got another angry, dumb, retard fuck.
Yeah,
out of
but that would have been a fight just for the purpose of fighting. So now I'm learning. I feel like we're close, so I'll go to therapy and talk about it. But boy, it'd be so awesome if you could just punch them. You know, if you could just fucking haul off, just like a couple wham, wham, wham.
The punch you've been training for your whole life, as
right
you said.
In the jaw, like a whole bunch. I think it'd be fucking awesome. Two, women are fucking retarded. And some of them are... When I was watching the music last night at Birdland, there was this backup singer, maybe in her 50s, and I was like, oh, she'd be way better for me than my wife. Because, like, a backup singer...
You're looking at backup singers.
Yeah, because a backup singer doesn't need to be in the spotlight. A backup singer's like,
leads.
Say a little prayer for you. Say a little prayer for you. And then I was like, oh, she's so hot. And she's 50. She wouldn't give a shit.
You don't think that shows how far your mind is? You're like, you're not looking at the chick fronting the band.
No, that's Jimmy's wife. I'm not going to look at Jimmy's wife. The backup singer looked like Nina Hartley.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We're back to the Nina Hartley thing?
Sure. Anything. I'm telling you, anything.
You just got laid last night.
On the best of news, and this is kind of a good bad, my father-in-law has cancer. So it sounds bad initially. But it's not. It's like skin cancer, not the type that kills you. So they got to.
Didn't that kill Kevin Brennan's brother-in-law?
True. Good point. But he was a ginger. I think my father-in-law is kind of like Italian, so they're used to it.
Yeah, he is.
So they're gonna chop it off his nose. So that's kind of bad news. Good news. Christine's got to go there to Delaware for like 3 or 4 days. So next week is I'm calling it Paradise Week. I'm going to miss Piper a little bit, but sure. Christine will be gone for at least 4 days. And then we have Vineland next Friday. So I was like, maybe I could pick her up on Friday, but then maybe I won't even. Maybe I'll just let her stay there. Maybe I could go 5 days without a wife. How would you do sex on just random people without getting caught?
One, you wouldn't fuck them in your house anywhere.
Why?
Don't you watch CSI? You cannot have them anywhere in your house where they can leave a hair, DNA, or just something out of place.
Okay.
They will leave something out of place. They will leave something behind. They will take something with, and your wife will know. They'll know it's pheromones or something.
Okay.
So that's one.
All right.
That's one.
So I have to go to someone else's place.
Well, or get a hotel. You get a hotel.
Okay.
But you pay with.
Now, where would I find the person to fuck?
Well, you're you. You just put it out there.
Yeah, but if it's me, then they know me. Then they know my wife. Who's going to keep a secret?
Well, then if you just get it, you get a discreet Asian broad off, you know, online or something, or you get a hooker.
Hookers aren't as fun. I want to fuck someone with no condom. It's like a random.
What is the other option?
What if on Monday I right. drop my wife at the train? Then Monday afternoon, I go fuck someone raw dog.
Yeah, but again, it's who are you who are you fucking raw dog?
Anyone. I'll just meet someone. I don't want to wear a condom and fuck a hooker. So I'll just go out and meet someone, like at a bar.
Sure.
You know, like a Times Square
How is
bar.
Your bar game? How is your bar rap game?
Okay, watch.
Okay.
You're a girl at a bar.
I'm always the girl in this situation.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you.
May I purchase you a beverage?
I would love a beverage.
Here is a drink.
What did you... Well, this is. That is just that.
Check, please.
This drink made my ass hurt.
Yeah. So that's it.
I just got a panic attack for some reason.
Why?
Are you in the? Who's in the mood for steak?
I'm not. I am. Next week we'll do steak. My wife will be gone. We'll have
we
a full
should
week.
Do steak.
I'm gonna do steak. I'm gonna go to cigars in the daytime. I got a whole week planned around
Use
it.
Use my credit card.
Yeah, your credit card that gets turned down every time you're in a steakhouse. It's allergic to steakhouses.
It's allergic to steak.
Bad news. Beard may have to go.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm shooting something on Friday. Yeah, so.
Yeah, but it comes in quickly for you, right?
Yeah, this is 3 days. How long's it been?
It's been about 2-3 weeks, right?
Maybe, but
are you trimming it yet?
No. It comes in, I'm not going to trim it.
So jelly. It comes in totally black, maybe one or two whites.
Really?
Yeah.
What's yours do? Gray?
It looks like a March in Selma. What?
Yeah. <Mine's>, Selma.
Alabama. No, mine comes in really white now.
Yeah.
Distinguished.
I like it. I like it with the white. Hey, Gabby was here yesterday, which was great.
That was Gabby. That was incredible.
So, big news. John, you got here right in the nick of time.
Dude, thank God.
If you know the network, you know Burning Bridges. You know Brian P. McCarthy. Great,
never heard of him.
Great dude.
Hell of a fella.
His kid goes to the private school that we're trying to get my kid into.
Really?
Yeah. It'll be no problem. So as such, we're doing a fundraiser for that school. I donated comedy to that school. They raffled it off for $7,500.
Wow.
That's a lot. Yeah. So you can't come. But we're going to do comedy, and I think I'll get Brian on the show because his kid goes to the school. That being said, I will put this out here. Close up on me, Garrett. Brian P. McCarthy, you have dishonored Gino El Drunco Bisconti.
Oh, I like that.
As such, he challenges you.
I do?
Yes.
Okay.
To a boxing match here at Compound Media, where you both must get drunk.
Okay.
For 2 hours.
No problem.
And then drunk retard box.
Okay.
You will both wear big boxing gloves.
Oh, God.
And a padded helmet. But right here, it will happen. If you smell.
That's that's not
what the drunk is cooking. Oh yeah, Boxer Mania 2019. Brian McCarthy, Gino Bisconti.
Why'd you go into it?
Can we work on the name a little?
I like
it. Yeah, what did you want to call it?
Boxer Mania just doesn't really catch me.
Yeah,
because
it sounds like, guys, unless we're wearing goofy boxers, like giant novelty boxers, which we could do.
Boozy boxing.
Ooh.
That's, yeah. So they're both going to get drunk. I'm going to put the feelers out to Brian McCarthy. I would like this to happen next week.
No.
I think we'll do a crossover show where In Hot Water meets Burning Bridges. Gino Bisconti is going to fight Brian McCarthy.
And could we call it Drinking Out of the Box?
No, it's called Boozy Boxing. Boozy Boxing.
I thought we were still spitballing. I didn't know we were settled on
what
it.
What about like a month from now and they could train for a month?
You want them to train?
Do you mean drinking? Because I'm
some
in
sponsors like JMO or something, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in incredible drinking condition. Oh,
all right.
You mean after
1 month from today? Oh yeah, Vince McMahon, I'm coming for you. They call me Person Kind.
That's terrible.
Remember that wrestler, Person Kind?
No, that's a real name.
It was Mankind, but you can't say Mankind anymore.
You're right, I'm
Person
sorry.
Person Kind.
Me too, someone with that.
Well, we're going to figure out the date. Should they train?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, it could be funny for a little bit. Maybe not a month, but.
All right.
How long do you think this thing has legs for?
It's going to take you two just like a week to get the date together.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to plan it. I got to get out of here. We got a big show. I'm excited.
But hey, buddy.
Do the show.
You
I don't
do.
Know if we have guests or not.
What's that? We might?
I don't think there's any guests.
It's possible. No. We've done it before. Hey. Yeah, because there's a difference. Are we training our livers? Because I think me and Brian are in peak liver physical condition right now. I don't mean to brag, but me and him know how to handle a beverage or 17.
But how are you gonna? What are we? How many? How long are the rounds?
What's
how
that?
Many rounds?
We'll have Gabby be the ring card girl, and then we'll have Gabby be the ring
card
girl.
Hey, Gino, it's Aaron.
Hey, buddy, you were just you.
I'm all over this. I'm calling Kevin Brennan right now.
You didn't have to get up if you were. Oh, you wanted to eat your Mark and Crate omelet.
Okay. Talk about some stuff. I'm going to call Kevin. He's probably up by now.
Okay.
Hey, Kevin. Aaron. Do me a favor. Here's what we're doing. I want Gino Bisconti
to
drunken box
Drunkenly.
Brian McCarthy.
Drunkenly.
So I want to set this up. Let me set it up. And, give me a call back or text me. I'm on the air right now.
Tell him I said hi.
You made sure nobody got your phone number because I called and it was on speaker. And then it goes, hey, you've reached, blah, blah. And then me and Garrett were like, oh, no. Ah, so we yelled. So anyways, give me a call. Bye. All right.
You sure
you
didn't
go.
That didn't go out live?
No, I did it. No, it said 902 or something. And then we covered it up, I'm pretty sure.
Now you're just giving up fake numbers, hoping no one remembers it.
But you didn't hear his number, did you? We said we yelled over it real loud.
There's one way to find out if he gets a call and calls us up. And look, I love Kevin Brennan.
You want me to
call
again and leave it on speaker in here?
I love Kevin Brennan, but there's a part of me that wants at least one caller to call him right now, so he can leave us.
You did not hear his number because we jumped in over after three numbers, and I moved the phone away from.
I'm sure it's fine, but there's a part of me that would love a message from him. What are you two idiots doing?
Oh yeah,
I love those messages.
I hope not.
No, anyways, I'm sure it's fine.
Here's what happened. If your phone number gets out, all you got to do is change your phone number.
Yeah. Oh, please. The Red Bar guy
It's not a big deal anymore.
Yeah. Our buddy
in
Chicago.
It's easy to change your phone number now. I did mine once. I gave it to Artie, and Artie posted it online. And then I was like, oh, I got to change my number. And then it was done.
Yeah,
and then he's like, how do you delete tweets? I was like, take the needle out. And then anyways. So that's exciting. I hope it happens. I'm going to go. Can you get playback and see if we gave away Kevin's number? All right. We're going to get playback. You hang on. Talk about a story or something. I'm going to see. Bye.
Later, buddy. Yeah, I've been saying this for ages. The Giants were going to trade Odell Beckham Jr. I want to sit there and Tay Stevens say, I told you so 15 minutes in. But it was too obvious it was coming. I mean, please, you have a guy like Saquon Barkley, who's nothing but class. He's making 1/100th of the money. And then he just goes out there and plays an entire season showing nothing but heart and leadership. And then you look at Odell Beckham Jr. You're like, you're a big, giant fucking jerk that's taking our money, and you got to go. And where do you send the guy? To Cleveland. And if anyone tells you, oh, Cleveland's the team to beat now, they're fucking drunk. They're not going to do anything. Steelers are going to win that. Oh, yeah, and Le'Veon Bell went to the Jets. Ah. Oh, my God. Anyone see this? I don't even know what they're doing in... Anyone see this college scandal? Someone want to explain this to me? Someone, Garrett? You're a smart fella.
I think they paid people to, like, fake profiles to get into colleges.
Here's, I get this. They paid, like, fucking guys to fake SAT scores and fake scholarships and shit. But what I don't get is, why are they naming, like, famous people? Like, just, are they in trouble? For paying for their daughters or...
Apparently, it's a felony.
How is that a felony, just paying money to send... It's just extra tuition. Am I wrong? If you have the money to just get... Like, look, I have a shit ton of money. Put it towards your...
The school's not getting it. Like, some coach or something's getting it.
Well, doesn't matter. They're putting the... I'm giving you this sack of money for you to do with whatever you will. Now, if you want to give it to a gymnastics coach so he can buy cocaine and not fuck his athletes, then I think that's fantastic. No? I don't see how that's a big deal. Did you give his number out?
Me either.
Is he calling, screaming? Why are you on the phone? I didn't even do anything this time. Fuck that. I shouldn't be in trouble. Unbelievable stuff. Hey, Teddy.
What's up?
Oh, all good things. Good to have you, racist. No mushrooms today?
Thankfully, no, I'm not that busy.
Do you have a slow season when you're doing the mushrooms?
I wish.
No?
Summer, actually. That's why I came to see you the first time.
Oh, well, oh, that's right. When you had a... You had a... You were wearing a sleeveless shirt. If you wear a sleeveless shirt, you're fair game for ISIS faggot. You do understand that. That's just the rules of the game. Yeah, Felicity Huffman, who I think is still way hot. What are you orchestrating, or are you just eating your omelets?
Can I join you?
Yeah, have a seat.
We're working things out back here.
Okay, handle your shit. Hey, racist.
We're figuring it out. Talk to Teddy.
You got it. I think that what they're doing is orchestrating a whole deal.
Okay.
Because Aaron is his name. Aaron decided I should be drunk boxing Kevin Brennan's sidekick, Brian McCarthy.
Is it just boxing? Because
I said at the beginning, it's got to be like giant boxing gloves because I'm a cunt. I've never thrown a real punch.
Well,
in
not
my
just
life.
That. The guy, all he has to do is bum rush you, push you to the ground, and it's over because he's a fat fuck.
Right, and I don't like getting hit or hitting people. Very pacifist.
Although he is blind, so you should be able to get past.
I think that'll be the funniest part when I get my ass kicked by a blind guy. Because he just smells the whiskey on my breath. He knows Chardonnay is him, but he'll go for the whiskey and just beat the living shit out of me. And I'll be like, come on, dude.
Dude, what was up with the color of his fucking face?
I think Garrett superimposed it green. I'm going to be honest.
If he did, it was quick as fuck.
Oh, no, it turned really red.
He was
dealing with a lot of anger. I think he doesn't enjoy the fact that I was fucking Stacey Pressman for a while either. I think he didn't enjoy that.
What, he thought he could get that?
I'm not saying that's it. I'm just saying I think that was because he kept bringing
that's
it up
hilarious.
On two different shows.
It's almost as hilarious as Gabby saying her boyfriend likes just to snuggle and to not have sex.
Yeah.
That fucking yesterday was just a gem.
Oh, dude, I still have to go back.
He is fucking amazing.
I still have to go back and watch... Because I was just seeing in bits and because I was spinning the plates over here.
Yeah,
and I kept missing the fucking the text between Bill and Gabby that were making Aaron Berg laugh so hysterically. That was when I would check to look. Oh, look at this runaway. Shouldn't you be back in Canada yet? Oh, the studios. While you guys are running around trying to book a boxing match with a blind guy.
All right, and we're back.
How'd it go? What'd I miss?
Everything's good.
Oh, good.
I didn't hear back from Kevin yet. We're trying to figure out the date.
They called Kevin to set it up. You're probably. And the first thing is you've reached, and they say Kevin's number, and I'm like, oh my god. But they're pretty sure it didn't go on the air.
Where are you thinking of setting it up at?
Right in
here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you pan back the. Look, it's not like we're gonna be dancing around for more than 3 minutes.
I'm just saying there's a lot of expensive equipment in here.
Oh, yeah.
You might want to avoid
having a
275-pound man slamming into.
Just like where the marble table is and stuff like that.
I think all you do is, no, it's here. How much space?
Maybe Gabby would give up her studio.
Yeah.
Ooh. We can't do it in Gabby's studio.
It'd be like a bull energy. No, you do it right here. There's plenty of fucking room.
You got to move some shit out, though. I can see this. Because if it goes left or right, you're going into that.
If you move these against the wall.
Yeah.
This is plenty of space right here. From here
to
where you are, if that's a square, what are we doing? Do you think we're really going to box? We're going to have these giant gloves. He's going to hit me once. I'm going to yell, are you happy now? Do you feel vindicated?
Yeah, but you're not going to want to be embarrassed on fucking TV either, though.
So why?
You're going to try. It's in your nature.
You're a
competitive motherfucker.
I am a very competitive son of a bitch. I've been told that. That was a problem with Sarah. She was always like, she's like, you're not competitive enough. I'm like, competitive? Yeah, you don't try. I'm like, what, with comedy? I want to be the most politically correct. No, I'm very competitive.
That makes you want to suck a Jew cock.
her, not me. You made it about me.
It's the competitive thing.
Anyway, there's plenty of space here. You're making it all fancy stuff.
I just know how fights go, and they don't usually go in one square. They usually move.
Well, those are fucking brawls.
No, any fight that...
Let me guess. Fights you've been in your life, and then we'll get to fucking Steve over there.
Remember, I went to Brooklyn Tech High School in 1984, and I was one of the 10% white people there.
You look 110% white. Thanks for getting that. Because he's so white.
Thank
you. Thank you. No, you can't say... over under on fights you got in high school, and you were there for 7 years. Who are we fucking kidding? I'm gonna say you got into about 17 fights
in 1 year.
See, ask me how many fights I've been in.
Dude,
in my life.
When I went there,
Steve, how did you nail that? Don't get me wrong. Growing up, me and my brother would get into fights, but not like brawls. You know, we were brothers. It's what you do. But no, I do not get into fights. I don't.
It wasn't that I was trying to get into fights. It's that motherfuckers would test me. And my father was a Vietnam vet. He was like, you can't take this shit. So I came back a couple of losses the first couple,
again,
and didn't lose much after that.
Look, they're such busy little bees. Again, did anyone ever see the movie? And I'm sorry if you don't like Ben Affleck. I have no problem with him. The movie The Accountant that came out a couple years ago. Steve, you saw, right? Like, have you seen it?
No.
Simply put, the guy, he's got autism or Tourette's. He's got autism, right? And his father is like, he's a military guy.
Yeah.
And old school, so at the beginning of the movie, you see the kid having a fit, and they take him to a shrink, and the shrink's like, well, if you left him here for a couple years, and the dad's like, you're done, not doing that. He's like, you know how you learn? You know how you learn to adjust? Through combat. And then he teaches him, he's teaching him to fight in every fucking country, and then he just becomes this brilliant accountant.
For the mob, right?
Yeah, who kills people. Okay. Right. And I fucking love the movie. Love it.
I don't know if he's the right person to be the role, but...
Why doesn't anyone like...
Because he sucks in a lot.
What is it? Keanu Reeves may be a terrible actor.
He was great in Good Will Hunting, and I can't say too much after that.
Look, Keanu Reeves may be a terrible actor, but I will tell you this.
On Wick rules, though.
I never saw Wick, but probably.
Ooh. Especially the first one.
And to discuss, but I'm saying The Matrix. He's perfect in all
shit, yeah.
Is it The Matrix movies or The Matrices? I don't want to confuse you, kid. That's math. he's great in The Matrix. And let me tell you, when The Replacements is on, you watch it. You watch the winners want the ball, Shane Falco.
Absolutely.
Oh, and Point Break. You realize the quarterback in The Replacements and the character undercover guy played in Point Break, they both went to college at the same place.
You know what's amazing? That the better actor with Pat Swayze. He usually links himself up with a pretty decent actor, though. If you look in The Matrix, it was
Lawrence
Fishburne, you know, with other movies, he's always with somebody that's halfway decent, so he doesn't come off like the douche that he is.
All right. But see, I don't go to a lot of movies. Well, I think they're building to something. I don't go to a lot of movies.
We got hot mic issues.
I was like, we thought you were going somewhere.
We're all over the place here. We lost our stream, but then we're back now.
What, were we not on?
No, we lost our stream.
Why?
The stream went down for a minute. Gabby came in with some wire cutters.
Why would she do that? She comes in all the time smiling.
Gino, I got to patch you through to John, who's going to patch you through to Garrett, and patch you through to Ori O'Connor.
Oh,
hey, Gino, how you doing, man? Hey. I'm going to have to patch you over to Garrett here, so then we're going to have to patch you over to Ori O'Connor.
All you did was grab the mic. and all you did.
This is Egg Watch.
Okay. It's good to have the stream back.
Due to the cut down stream, we missed the first egg, but Garrett's on egg number two now. And he's mashing this egg up with a different approach than he's used in past days.
That makes me
He would take a bite or two and then fit it into his mouth. This
like,
time
it's like Chubby Bunny, only with eggs.
Sucked the entire thing into his mouth.
Now, Ori, I want to thank you for your on-the-fly reporting.
I'm Ori O'Connor.
We know who you are.
And this is Egg Watch.
I want to thank you for your on-the-fly reporting yesterday, because I know we didn't get to a lot of the stories you brought in because we had Gabby Hoffman come on in. That's a crazy woman, huh? What did you think of Gabby?
Great newscaster.
Yes, but she's not really a newscaster. She's a bit of a crazy person, but we like her. We like her.
Yesterday, following my penis, which many people thought was a burnt chicken wing, we have a new segment.
I don't want to know the new segment.
Well, it's not a segment. It's a piece of news. What would you call it?
It's going to be called You Showing Us Your Dick Again?
That's incorrect.
All right. Well, that's my guess. Teddy, you want to take a guess at it?
Let's see. What Jew cock reference can I use? To...
No.
And
the stream went down again.
That was neither clever nor quick.
Oh, we gave him a shot.
We have a hot breaking news story. A new piece of technology akin to a small camera that
this
may be
ridiculous.
Placed on your wangus can be utilized in technology to
Stop.
Give you the view from your penis.
Now, let me ask you, have you used one of these...
I have one strapped on right now. I'm in the field.
I don't want to. Before you show me this, because it's just going to get away. You know, we've never covered your personal life. Like, my buddy Legit News Guy, he's a happily, well, he's in a relationship with Dottie. If you pay close attention, he gives little hints. Anal Bin Pooper, who I miss, he's got to come back. He seems like a bit of a seems like a bit of a free spirit. But you, we never got to your personal life. You married, you single.
I'm black in the forehead, white in the mouth. So yes and yes.
All right, well, someday maybe...
Married mostly in the mouth area, single in the forehead.
Okay, got it. So now you've tried...
Four baby mama from the neck, monogamy in the mouth.
Monogamy in the mouth?
Correct.
All right, should I touch upon this before we go to the feed? A UK sex toy maker called Jules has developed what it claims to be the world's first... cock ring with a camera. The bizarre new wearable device is putting a modern spin on a classic sex toy. Now, would you call a cock ring a sex toy or a sexual aid?
Aid.
It's a sexual aid, right?
Aid.
I've never used one.
Oh, stop it. Really? You've never used a cock ring?
As the as a side note, the first sale
Think
was
of it
to
as
Jim
a stomach
Norton.
Staple for your dick. What?
As the first sale was to Jim Norton.
So... I don't. It's the look on your face that terrifies me.
It's the shame look.
All right, are we going to the cock ring? Ori, what are you doing? Stay away from Steve. Ori, stay away from Steve. Ori. Now, see, here's the thing. That is Steve from... Here's the thing about this cock ring.
Why didn't I have my phone out?
How big does your dick... Are you just... Ori, where'd you go? Ori, you know you're still on. Ori, you're... I didn't realize his hands were so white. I didn't realize his hands were completely white.
Only the palms.
Oh, only the palms. Thank you, Steve. That's pretty quick. What? I'm not sure if you're jerking off or really focused on the water machine.
Is it just me, or you think his dick would be lower?
Here's the thing about that. Look, but that's what I'm saying. What is he? Don't jerk off into the desk drawer. Don't jerk off into the desk. Oh, he's going to look.
That's Bill Schultz's job.
That's Bill Schultz's desk and phone. He sleeps on that couch. Let's see if they get the password. Here's the thing about this. If this is on your dick, I don't care if you've got a fucking dick. Are you still, like...
I mean, supposedly it's supposed to be used to keep your dick hard, but until I was 35, I didn't ever have a problem with that, so I don't understand the point.
Garrett is like... Oh, my... That's not an egg! That's not an egg! That's not an egg! What are you doing?
Holy shit.
Hell, no wonder his mouth always has eggs in it. Oh, I felt good. Now where? Oh, is he?
Oh, he's going to get Gabby.
Let's go. Well. He's going down the hall. By the way, if you ever wonder what it was like to be a midget walking through the studio and the hallways, here we go.
First stop, invalid across the hall.
It looks like, now if I know my way around the studio, and I do, seems to be heading to the men's room down the hall.
Let's see when the feet.
And by the way, for those of you viewing at home that have never been, this is
what it looks like.
There you go. Now, when he got that shot, was he literally aimed like this? Was he pointing? Oh, Gabby's not in there. That is. Camera froze?
Yeah, I was about to say he lost the. He stepped out of the Wi-Fi, probably.
His camera froze?
There he goes.
Now, here's the thing. Even if you have like a fucking 15-inch dick, thank you. Even if you have. run with it. Even if you have a 15-inch dick, what you're going to basically see. It's going to be like the... That's what you're going to see. You understand? It's not going to be like a porno. It's going to be this. You're going to see a nostril in a lot of... Oh, that... Oh.
Right.
Guys?
Aaron, you're on. I can't hear us, Kenny.
I mean, that is the point, to see a blowjob up close, pussy what? Up close, whatever.
You know, and back in my day, if you wanted to have a really good blowjob, you'd get a
Jewish girl?
No, a cross-eyed chick, because they really look like they're focused on it. They're like, that's how you do it.
And they have nothing but self-hatred.
Aaron, you're back?
I'll keep it like this. I like that view.
Oh, there you go. It pairs with associated iOS Android app and the... Oh, look at that.
Of course it does.
So fuck you. It doesn't work on Apple, apparently. You can only Android this bitch. Company says all footage is stored directly to your mobile device.
I'm Ori O'Connor, and I just came twice.
Ori, it looked like you were... Ori, it looked like at one point in there... you were hanging out with Garrett, and then suddenly Aaron Berg popped up in the feed. That's odd.
Like magic.
Oh, I was discussing things with my coworker.
It looked like you were shoving your cock in his mouth.
Hmm?
Never not funny.
Agreed.
So how much did you spend on this this cock ring?
$160.
That is exactly correct. Now, I didn't realize... You obviously, I would think you're an iPhone kind of guy, but this apparently only works on the Android. Is that correct?
Sure.
Oh, no, it says iOS. I apologize.
Yes.
I have a question, actually. What if it gets wet with pussy juice?
Yeah.
Why would that occur?
If you really please a woman sometimes.
Okay, butt juice.
Ooh.
Ah, yes, there's a splash guard.
Because if a woman is really pleased with your sexual activity, she too will come and ejaculate all over the screen. Does it come with little squeegees?
Sure.
Why not? Silicone ring boasts a micro HD camera capable of capturing videos and still images. 6 night vision infrared lights are recording in the dark. And all footage is stored directly on your mobile phone.
Why does everybody have to be a fucking porn star?
I don't know. But did you know this, Ori? I hate to tell you. There's a follow-up article, at least, that was handed to me. Do you know that people can hack your sex toys? Did you know that?
Yes. Apparently mine had just been shown going to a men's room, and I was never there.
Really? Because it looked like our men's room, and it looked like my co-host.
And then it looked like your mouth sucking a cock.
It did. And it also looked like Garrett.
My own mouth sucking my own cock.
No, it looked like two different people. My co-host Aaron, the guy that runs the show, Garrett. They both popped up on your feed, and your feed is the feed is the end of your dick. So that's the.
No, I was cleaning the carpet. Someone dropped a
semen.
Wrapper.
Someone dropped a load in front of you because they couldn't reach your mouth.
I'm Ori O'Connor, and this is the weather.
The weather? Are you sure you're not just changing the subject? Because we have video of a guy blowing
climate
you.
Change could so be real. Bad. The president battles many things.
Right.
Most of which are climate change.
Climate change is not real.
And dark people.
Right. Are you just saying that? Because we don't have a news story about that. We don't. We don't have a news story.
You didn't get the climate change story.
I feel like you just, that's the first thing you thought of when I pointed out you were blown by two different guys in the past 3 minutes.
Carpet. There was something on the carpet.
Yeah, you on all fours. It was weird.
I'm Ori O'Connor, covering all the news.
Okay, what else you got, Ori?
A corrections officer covered in scratches, accused of rape. We have him. As we come back, bear with us.
When we come back, are we doing commercials?
We're having a horrible hot mic day. Jesus Christ.
The ex-corrections officer that was covered in scratches.
We lost the feed, then that thing where I was getting blowjobs from two men. And now, I don't know how they knew.
Because you're whispering at the top of your
son
lungs
of
into a hot mic. This new guy really doesn't get it. Not getting it. Ori, you there?
I do like the cream of your Oreo, though.
I like when you cream in my Oreo.
Did he just say, like, the cream of your Oreo? Did he just say, like, the cream of your Oreo?
All right, that's
it.
That's
how
it's sexed.
Please tell me the feed wasn't down for that.
Only Garrett was.
God, thank you.
By the way, Garrett had the best tweet of the day yesterday.
Which one?
Somebody was bitching about you and Bill being on the show, about you being drunk. He was like, who the fuck do you want to be on Compound?
Yeah.
Some fucking good father that does piano lessons?
Even me and Brendan retweeted all the same. It's hilarious to me. An ex-Georgia corrections officer appeared covered, 36, covered in dozens of bloody scratch marks after being arrested for trapping a woman in his home and raping her. Well, that makes sense. Kirk Martin, a 28-year-old and former Murray County detention officer, was busted.
He doesn't look exactly like that story.
Yeah, there you go. God.
Jesus Christ.
Those are the scratches? It looks like he took a razor to his tits. He was busted Friday for sex attack that allegedly lasted from the afternoon of Thursday, March 7th, until the next morning. Well, now you're just bragging. Now you're just fucking bragging. By the way.
Somebody's got endurance.
By the way, you know what the battery life is on that fucking Cochrane camera? I saw it on the thing. How long do you think the battery life is?
7 hours.
90 hours. So it is, I can literally get 107 uses out of it on one charge. Thanks for getting that. All right. A booking photo shows the suspect with bright red scrapes all over his neck and chest, swollen eyes from the victim fighting back, pretending she didn't want it. Special agent in charge Greg Ramey told the local outlets the ex-jail guard was fired in April of last year for violating jail policy.
I feel like there's cum on my neck, but I can't see where it is. Garrett, do you have something? Like a handheld mirror or something?
It's a fucking bus, man.
Because I can't see it. If it was on my forehead.
Cock cam.
Ori O'Connor.
There it is. It's white.
Okay.
Like my neck.
He was booked into Murray County
on
Jail.
On my forehead, is this cum or the... Oh, no, that's my missing puzzle piece blackness.
He was booked in Murray County Jail on Friday on charges of rape, aggravated sexual battery, aggravated assault, criminal attempt to commit sodomy, false imprisonment, hindering an emergency
I'm
call.
I'm Ori O'Connor, and this is Rape Watch.
Okay. Ori.
Rape Watch took over Rape of the Day.
A corrections officer may have fallen on some fake press-on nails.
No, that I just read the whole article. Ori, the past 5 minutes while you were trying to reach this.
We have him. He's going to Skype in, too. You're his one call.
Of course he is.
Yes. That's pretty good. All right, let's get him in here.
Clearly he slipped.
47 times.
My button doesn't work. You gotta do it.
Well, you weren't on, so they didn't see. Hey! Oh, good. Handsome man. All right, what is your name, sir? I love this bit. Never gets... He's like a... Because no. The thing is, he's so brilliant. He's already going. He's like, he's locked into...
It's not Oreo cookie.
He's got the first five things lined up that
Hello?
He thought...
Hello?
All right, that wasn't the voice I was...
This is Berg. He's got the first five things lined up that he thought of a second, and I'm like, what's your name? Fuck this mother...
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name, sir?
Sorry. Oh, it's me, Kirk Martin.
Kirk Martin, you're in hot water with Gino and
Thanks,
Teddy.
Man.
How are you, buddy?
First time, long time.
Yeah, it's good to have you.
Love your old ROTD segments. Love the spike thing.
Yeah.
Love, huge fan of all that.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I would think you would love the ROTD.
I love the wheel that you guys used to do, the random rape threat generator.
Dude,
great
you're a
piece.
Big fan. You are the cross-section of our fan base. Now, it looks to me like... What do you
think? How is his lips even whiter than the whitest skin ever?
I want to know what that noise was.
That's me just scratching myself, just itchy. As you can tell, I scratch myself a lot.
So you're saying, because you are being charged with some serious charges. Rape, aggravated sexual battery, aggravated assault, sodomy, false imprisonment. So what you're saying is... let me see if I've got...
I did this all to myself. You can tell I'm scratching myself right now.
So let me say this. So all those scratches on your neck, chest, and by the way, the shiner you have on your right eye, the black eye, you itched your eye black? Is that what you're telling me?
That's right.
So you're saying that all these...
Pollen, probably. also, like, lactose.
So you're saying all these bruises that seem more like they're consistent with raping a woman, beating the shit out of her, trying to fuck her in the ass, and holding her hostage, which would make you look like that. You're saying it's because of pollen?
How could you get scratches on you if you're trying to fuck a girl in the ass? She's in front of you.
Well, I think she's turning around trying to push you away.
No, not with my strength.
Okay. Just explain to me then how you got a black eye from a pollen allergy.
He's a corrections officer. He got punched in the face. He got a punch in the face by an inmate.
Really?
Thank you.
And all those scratches.
I'm a correction officer and I got punched.
Okay. So you expect me to believe that...
Scratchy, scratchy.
Scratchy, scratchy. Okay, well then if this is just allergies and you're saying all these charges are made up by the woman, why were you fired back about a year ago for violating jail policy multiple times? What were the violations that you had?
Made up rape.
It also says you once gave an inmate the wrong inmate. God, an inmate the wrong prescription.
Do you know where I like to put my hands?
Where?
Inmates.
Inmate. Yeah, you gave an inmate the wrong prescription medication. You want to explain that one?
Yeah, they were supposed to take Sudafed, and I gave them Rohypnol.
So they were supposed to, they had some allergies on themselves, and you gave them something to make them so drowsy that they would sleep through the allergies?
Or the rape?
The allergies.
Yet, if they're that knocked out, you could probably, if you wanted to, probably forcibly put your penis into any orifice?
Sure.
You ever?
Is it forcibly if they're asleep?
Well, depends how hard you have to force.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Now, have you ever thought of, you should have been here earlier, you ever think of using like one of those cock rings and filming yourself battling these allergies?
Yeah, I got some footage. Hang on.
All right, there you go.
That was coming.
Now, this footage, now, are you going to use this footage? Or are you going to give it to your lawyer to help exonerate you in the future?
Yeah, it'll probably help exaggerate me.
No, you're going the wrong way. Exaggerate makes it sound like you really want to blow up these ridiculous charges and make it look like you did even more than you're accused of. I'm saying exonerate, and that would you know, make all the charges go away, go bye-bye, make it look as though, prove that you never did them. So is it exaggerate or exonerate?
Yeah, I want to exonerate it. You want to see some footage?
Yeah, why not? Here, let's go to the footage.
All right, this is me hanging from a shower.
That looks fine. Really? Psycho. Some days...
Now we change genders.
Yeah, there you go. So now this is, this is just your... I don't see how the penis camera is on the other side of you. Is your dick like 7 feet long with a curve, like a boomerang? There you go. That's a pretty good fucking turn. Now, I gotta ask you there, Kirk, why would you spend all that money on a video cock ring and not get the color one?
I put the filter on.
What filter? The filter's...
I have a video of when a woman consensually gave me a blowjob, and she's kneeling, and I can take you to that to prove there's consent.
Okay, because I'm going to be honest with you. The first video just made you look like not a rapist, just a murderer. It made you look like a murderer with really bad hair and a guy that puts his cock ring in someone's shower.
Who's the corrections officer now?
Go eat your eggs. All right, let's see this other one. Let's see if this is...
Hopefully he can swing a fucking knife better.
that this is you fucking the entire Democratic Party.
Introduced for the first time ever anywhere, the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald.
What is that guy so angry about?
That's, be so
that's a girl. My dick was out. I
it's
pulled
a
it
woman.
Out.
What are you crazy?
So
she seemed a little upset that I didn't come.
Look to my world, I'm so sorry to my world. This is not what we want.
Don't you love, now making more about politics. Don't you love how they talk for everyone? It's not what we want. She talks for everyone. She talks for fucking everyone.
Of course she does.
Why? Put your cock back in her mouth, Kirk. Put your cock back in her mouth.
The scene at the Javits at Hillary's thing after all the people crying was the funniest fucking thing ever.
All right, so Kirk, what you've showed me so far is you killing a woman in the shower, and I'm guessing your age is about 107. I know you're itching, and I appreciate you taking the time. What with your all your terrible itching, and another one where it just seems like you were you had your cock in front of a very angry Democratic woman. That's all it seems like, Kirk.
Yeah.
I don't see how either of these are going. If anything, they're gonna have the DA add charges. Although I'm sure
wait, he's white. He's gonna get off. Don't worry.
I got off.
And now that I think about it, the statute of limitations probably expired on that first one because that was a 1945 movie.
So you're saying I'll walk on the one?
Yeah, you'll walk on killing a woman in a movie in 1946.
Poifection.
As to the other thing, I don't even know what that was. I think that woman's going to be charged with a crime against humanity just for being a fucking arrogant twat. All right. Did you ever think, Kurt, one more question. You ever think of just, you know, getting some over-the-counter stuff, like, you know, hydrocortisone to help with the itching?
It's pretty bad.
Maybe you get a prescription strength medication, go to a doctor.
I'd love something, because it looks like right now, like someone did something to me.
Yeah, it looks like someone was trying to fight you off from raping them against their will. I know that's redundant.
I mean,
redundant.
That's a lot of claws.
Yeah, it's a lot. And you're saying it was just Lee press-on nails?
Yeah, I slipped.
On Lee press-on nails.
That's correct. My 200. Nana, Nana, whom I love so much, has press-on nails. You can ask her. Can call her.
You don't know what that feels like because she's dead.
She's dead.
I was over to visit her, and I was cleaning up her attic, and I fell and slipped on the press-on nails.
How old is your Nana?
92.
Okay, just like my aunt Olga was 92. She died cancer.
What a coincidence.
So you're saying your Nana... Just like when she was in, I'm going to guess her 70s, just kept tons of Lee press-on nails. Tons and tons.
And condoms.
Yeah, and tons.
Yep.
And she kept them in her attic.
Yeah, and I dinged my eye on her doorknob.
Okay. How low were you walking? All right. And she's got tons of press-on nails. So if you, I don't understand how when you slide on them, they can get that deeply into your skin because that looks like it has the force of a human body, like 100, 120 PSI behind it.
I weigh 216, so I'm a heavy guy.
You could be as heavy as you want. You're just going to mush.
As I want. If I can control my own weight, I can do that. That's amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. Some people don't have that restraint. But I'm saying no matter how hard you fall or slide on nails, they're not, unless they're actual nails, unless like maybe roofing nails, they're not going to make those deep a mark on you and that many, and probably not in that many different directions. I watch Columbo. Wouldn't all the scrapes be in the same direction there, Kirk?
My neck was itchier than my chest.
Oh, wait, I think I got it now. So, and you might want to write this down. You're saying you went to your Nana's attic, you put on her Lee press-on nails, and then
did it to yourself.
And then you did that to yourself, scratching.
Because
he's a cutter.
Yeah, did I say that?
No, do you want to change?
We're inferring.
Would you like to change your story to that completely?
I'll change it to that. That sounds better.
Okay, but when you say I'm changing it, it sounds better. It sounds like you're just lying and looking for the best possible excuse to cover up that you raped a woman that punched you in the right eye.
Maybe he was drunk and he can't remember. Why don't you believe this nice man?
Because he keeps changing his story. And apparently he raped a woman in 1947 in her and murdered her. Murdered her in her shower.
Was it murder in 1947?
So what did I do?
Get a pencil. Get a pencil.
They won't give me one.
Okay, I just need you to commit this to memory. You had such an allergic reaction. You were itching so badly that you went to your nana's attic, and your nana is 92. You remembered in the 70s wore tons of Lee press-on nails, you know, and so you went, you glued them onto your fingers.
Yeah.
And remember, you're itching terribly, yet you took 15, 20 minutes to apply Lee press-on nails to your fingers.
That were around in 1972 that still work.
Yeah, that correct. Still work. Go. Okay, I hope
I
you got that.
I guarantee you, if you were to ask the woman, you would see no correlation between what she did.
Correlation?
What? No correlation. There would be none.
Correlation.
If you could Skype her in, the woman that accused me of these horrible things.
I guess I can.
Skype. Yay.
Teddy, hit the button. All right, there we go. Now, is this the woman accusing you of rape?
Clearly lies.
Excuse me one minute. Teddy, anything?
Okay, the first time she scratched him, they'd fall the fuck off.
I'm going to believe this woman.
I stand with my defense.
All right. I'm actually going to believe you now because you can't get any pressure behind those nails. This bitch is lying.
Thank you.
And she looks so crazy pussy, she'd accept the fucking.
Yeah. And here's the thing. No way she could have punched you in the eye with those gangly. You know what? I'm going to let you go, sir.
Thank you for having such a great legal system.
Now, let me ask you one other thing. The woman you actually
I raped her.
The woman you actually fucked and raped and sodomized, she wouldn't Skype in, would she? She's terrified of you.
She's hurt.
She's hurt. Is it possible?
Because both emotionally and physically.
That woman.
I told her we were friends, and then I totally took that for granted.
Is it possible that woman that Skyped in is just some woman you found with long nails to try and help corroborate your story?
First one.
There's no correlation?
Zero.
Okay. Well, I'm going to wish you best of luck, Kurt. We had a lot of mileage out of you. You're pretty good at what you do. You're currently in what county jail?
The one.
All
Gray
right.
Bond.
What's that?
Gray Bond.
Raven. You misheard him.
Gold Bond.
No.
Do you have any Gold Bond? I'm really itchy.
All right, you landed that one. That was well played. Well played.
Always does.
No, Raven. All right, well, best of luck, Kirk. And look, you know, no means scratch me, apparently. I didn't know that.
All right, thanks, man.
Kirk Martin, everyone. Now, Steve, want to thank...
I'm Oreo Conner.
Oh, there you go.
And that was Fake Rape Watch.
It's actually... I'm keeping my English.
I'm back, keeping Compound Media woke and hoping you don't
sleep.
You're
lazy. You'll forget to go.
Now, let me ask
you... Other news.
Okay.
Look at
to be politically correct, chinks are bad drivers.
What is it? Let me ask you. You look like a Welch. You look like, yeah.
They're not hungers now? What happened?
I want to say as long as you're looking at most of my forehead.
let me ask you.
Chinks are bad drivers, and Black Panther was the greatest film ever made.
Did you get
unless you ask my mouth, then it's Beaches with Bette Midler.
You look like a well-traveled guy, Ori. You ever been
that
to
China? That is wrong. I never left the five boroughs.
So you've never been to China?
No.
What is...
I have been to Canal Street, and I've also eaten dim sum. So I get a vibe for it.
So you kind of know what goes on.
I also see them picking the nose on me across me from the train.
How can they pick their nose when they always have masks on?
Well, they put the fingers under it.
They do not.
They do.
That's fucking...
I'm Oreo Conner.
Yeah, we know you.
And I hate gooks.
You know what? Tomorrow we play the drinking game on this show. It's tomorrow, Thursday, and I'll play along. Every time he says I'm Oreo Conner, you drink.
I'm Oreo Conner, and slants are like midget retards.
Actually, I don't know if you. I don't know if that's. I don't. I'm gonna
really
I'm,
take it up with the NAACP. The C stands for chink people.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Colored people. It's you. It's you, mostly. I'm going to tweet that after the show. I'm like, if you're watching the show, because you want to see the whole thing because the feed went down, I'm going to say, like, hey, every time he says I'm Oreo Conner, that's the new drinking game. I'm Oreo Conner.
You'll be on the floor by fucking 30 minutes.
Please. I don't know if you saw this story, and it's like, why is it every other day, and I don't think I'm exaggerating, a story comes out, And maybe I just noticed it since it happened last year. You saw that story. We showed it a couple times where the woman on people in China just beat up their fucking bus drivers.
They're not good drivers, the gooks.
Well, it's one thing being a bad driver. It's another thing. Do you have to keep saying gook, sorry?
You notice they don't do that here because who drives the buses?
Yeah, exactly.
That's not right. Asians. We do. Look, not the yellow blacks.
What did you just call them?
The yellow blacks.
No, they're Asian.
Work.
Look. I don't know what, like,
they
last
love chicken.
Last year, some Asian woman got so mad at a bus driver, she walked up and started punching him in the head when he turned to fucking
deflect. That's correct. I'm Ori O'Connor with live video from a chinky driver.
Oh, let's play.
Here we go. Now, this apparently, this old guy, like, they have a pass that says, unless you can read Mandarin, the woman just said, do you have your unlimited free pass for being a senior citizen? And he goes, no. And she's like, bring it next time. She didn't say get off the bus. And this fucking nutcake.
Nutcake?
Yeah. He breaks his cane, by the way. I don't know if you noticed. He broke his cane and then he just started hitting her
Gino,
with
Gino, yeah. She's breeding.
They're having sex?
Oh, there's a cut in her face and she's breeding.
She's having sex?
Bet you can't fucking grab that shit.
A pensioner in his 80s reportedly was taken into custody after brutally beating this female bus driver 5 minutes on a bus in southern
this
China.
A shovel?
Yeah. Oh, well, because
brings a shovel onto
his broom broke, so he went. Excuse me, his cane broke, so he went and got the broom.
What's a broom?
Look, don't these people know how to use a bow staff? It's covered in blood.
He doesn't look very good at martial arts.
Let's hear her.
What happened was my parents tried to drown me because I was second born. They never do, so now I am bus driver. Man, come on, very angry. Tell me wax on, wax off. I don't listen. He hit me with many stick things. Already rare. And no one help. No one help. No one help. No one help. Oh, hit you.
Can you give me, can you give me a little help here, bus driver? We don't read that language. What's it say at the bottom of the screen?
White people are the devil.
Angry old man was angry. He then hit two women. One had her period and put it on her chest.
You lost your Asian accent halfway through there. That's weird.
I'm Ori O'Connor reading Asian accents.
You weren't even Ori O'Connor. That's like the third. That's the third.
The man then went on to fight Uma Thurman in a glass house.
That's Kill Bill. This is the third story. Like, and they even said the Chinese authorities have vowed to crack down on not like this guy cracked down on that bitch to crack down on unruly bus passengers and give them heavy penalties. Yeah, I mean, are you out of your mind,
dude? Just put Benny Hill.
Kill this.
My question is, why is the man not cleaning?
Somebody put Benny Hill music to this shit.
It's hilarious.
He's going to get the... I mean, look, I'm sorry.
I'm Ori O'Connor, and this has been Chinkwatch. If you have any information, please contact the Chink Police.
All I'm saying is, we sit there, and maybe... Look, I'm sorry. Maybe we are better than some other countries. Maybe. Like, I mean, come on. When you have to tell people you're not supposed to beat up people, the bus driver on your bus, especially after one just willy-nilly beat somebody up till he drove off the road, then you're not civilized, okay? There are people in your society that are animale, and I get it. You've got 7 billion yellow people there running around, so it's called playing the percentages, Smithers, and if one small percent of all those people are fucking retarded, that were raised by fucking animals, that think it's okay to beat up a bus driver because you can't afford your own fucking car, you dumb non-biking chink, then die. Then don't. Then let everyone on these buses drive off roads and kill themselves, because it annoys me that I share a human chromosome with someone dumb enough to beat up a fucking bus driver. Stay there. God, why don't they drive the buses to North Korea? They have enough fucking dopes there. Ori, where'd you go, buddy? Oh, you're eating your Market Crate omelet? I'm sorry, pal.
I mean, there's other countries that, you know, cut off a clit just for the hell of it.
But I mean,
it's like savages.
And here, I'll revvy it and make it about us as well.
Ori O'Connor. My penis looks like a small zebra.
Yeah, it does. It does. And one looks like a burnt chicken wing. Like, there's bad people in every culture. It's like, oh, our society's falling apart. No.
Percentages. Go to some, though.
Go to China and start bussing around if you don't like it here. Oh, country's coming apart. It's great fucking living here. I wake up every day, feed my cat, have my coffee, pretend I'm sober.
It's a show.
What are you doing? Are you buying time while you eat your omelet? Is that really what you're doing? Oh, he's on the phone? Okay.
Dude, you seen Locked Up Abroad? It's always in some Asian fucking country, and they're just sad.
Here's what I have to do today. I bought a TV this weekend. Still haven't taken it out of the box. Just haven't gotten around to it. And I want to, because I'm holding off on watching part two of Leaving Neverland. I want to watch that on the big screen.
I've heard enough we both grew up at the same time. We all knew that he was a fucking...
No, I'll say this, and I'm sure it's been said
countless times. You know?
Like, I watch part one, I'm like, why didn't we think it was odd that he was always flanked by a 7-year-old boy?
Yeah.
Why didn't... And we were all like... And I know I'm way behind the curve, because this aired years ago.
Hello, Gino.
Ago. Ori, you're back.
I'm back.
How are you, buddy?
Things are well. I got to do one more story, and then I've got to go to therapy.
Therapy? Because the rapey sounds like our last guest. He was the rapey guy.
Oh, yeah, therapy.
Yes.
That's what it is.
I
have great sperm.
There you go.
Now, you may not know this, but as you witnessed on my cock cam earlier, I'm a bit of a cocksman.
Well, From your cock cam today, I would think so. But then when I was looking at your cock yesterday, you know, you like just gain people's trust and then show them multiple pictures of your dick. You know you do that?
Like the internet.
Yes.
Yeah. He just goes. Yeah. Well, that doesn't look like a cock I'd be wielding around.
Well, you clearly are judgmental.
Then again, in your defense, that was a flaccid penis. I didn't... Forget. I'm not even going there. All right.
Yeah, seriously. How many pictures of your dick are out there, G?
That's a bad addiction.
Alex,
I would never send one to her. The first time she gets mad at me, trust me, if she'd send one...
Oh, you don't think she took a pic while you were sleeping?
Probably. But then it's just a tiny... It looks like picture C from yesterday. Modern day Jesus is on a mission to share his strong sperm. Is this the story you wanted to touch upon there,
Sorry, what was the question?
I was just, I got distracted and I brought it back to you.
I'm Ori O'Connor.
Yes.
And I've been falsely brought into police stations 18 times.
Oreo cannot multitask. Stop it, Jake.
Did you want to cover this story on Kyle
Gordy? Love to cover this story. Okay. It's about cum and I love it.
Okay. Kyle Gordy is a self-proclaimed modern day Jesus who travels this great nation to impregnate scores of women with his quote-unquote strong sperm. The 27-year-old L.A. native started his mission in 2014 and has since sired 18 babies with 7 more on the way, 25 for you scoring at home, all around the country, from Alaska to Colorado to Texas and Kansas. Yes, the moms pay his travel costs.
And Gino, this man ejaculates into women and they pay him for it.
Sometimes. It said six...
Sometimes I get sued for doing that.
Are we sure this isn't Larry Johnson?
Remember him? You're leaving out the word consent.
It's racist, Teddy's 20-year-old joke.
The 27-year-old has traveled all over. People in Dubai.
Gino, here is a photo of the man who has trapped a boy inside of a rope house.
No. That's him. No. That's him at Chuck E. Cheese with one of his 4 children. One of the 4 he knows. I was going to apply to a sperm bank, but the whole thing just felt so cold and clinical. My sperm is much better than what is in a sperm bank, and it is strong and fresh during the donation, and the guy does it all for free. So when you go to a sperm bank, you know, just like hit the salad bar, Steve, when you go to a sperm bank, you know, and you're trying them, they're old, they're stale, they're frozen. He delivers fresh sperm to these women.
He's dependable.
And he doesn't drink, faggot.
Sorry, I'll have a bottle.
No. What would you need it for, Ori?
I thought you said... You had fresh sperm.
Yes, I don't, but this gentleman does. I don't see why you would want the fresh sperm. Gordy says his super seed is fueled by organic food, 18 different herbs and supplements that he has each day. He's a non-smoker that claims he never drinks or uses drugs. Yeah, if you want to have the most boring child ever, if you want to have the palest, most vanilla baby in the world, why don't you fucking suck down some of this guy's boring, straight sperm? I need to keep myself healthy so I have the best sperm. I have no idea why a woman would want to use a sperm bank when she could just use me. Because you want to pick up a dude at a bar who smells like bourbon. He looks like he could be dangerous.
Gino, I've got him. I'm holding him here, no. Tasting his sperm.
No, that's not what we needed you to do.
You told me to get him for the show.
I said just Skype him in. I didn't say pin him down and fucking
suck
him. I've
got him right here. He's fighting me.
Why?
I don't know. Hang on. You can hear him.
What's that?
Stay still. Stay still.
Ori?
Yeah, do it.
Ori. Well, at least they don't have to worry about whiskey, Dick.
Do it.
Yeah. Ori. Ori.
Oh, I'm gonna come.
Oh. Ori, what are you? Ori.
He's producing.
Oh my God.
I didn't want his sperm. I wanted to talk to him. All right.
We're getting it for you.
The most unsexy moan I've ever.
I've got a gun to his head right now. I have my mask on, so he thinks I'm white. I just said that out loud. Now he knows. Just keep jacking it. You keep jacking it, mister. He's going at it.
I'm reading. Oh, by the way, he's also Jewish. Good. Take it all in the face.
Does he tell the people this?
He says it. All right. Now it just sounds like you're jerking off on his face, Ori. Ori, we want his sperm, not yours. Now it just sounds like you're raping him.
Are you sure this isn't Gary?
He's producing, Gino.
Ori, I think...
He's filling them up.
Spin the plates, dude. Spin them.
See the guy that tweeted the picture?
All right, Gino, I'm going to need more jars.
Ori, I think you're really missing the point of what I needed from you here.
More jars, Garrett.
Hey, Torelli, you really need to superimpose some plates.
Yeah. It sounds like you're toasting. Are you drinking the sperm and toasting? Are you and Garrett toasting with glasses of sperm? Is that what you're doing?
It's Bukkake Wednesday.
Yeah, is it? I didn't want you to drink the sperm.
I must have gotten the wrong story breakdown.
You got it completely wrong. I just said I wanted to talk to the guy.
You said get him in here and see what he does.
No.
It really is a super seed.
It sounds like you pinned him down, raped him, and then you and Garrett are toasting the sperm that you milked out of the guy.
Do you recognize the sound?
Yeah, I just wanted... Shut up. I just wanted to talk to the guy.
Ching dong.
He's the funniest.
Salud.
He's the funniest guy on the show. I fucking hate him.
Slanja.
Are you just doing international toast with this guy's semen? That is
wrong with that.
At what point did I give you the impression that I wanted anything remotely like this when I said, "Can you get him on the phone?" I don't get. I said, can you get him on the phone? And then you ran out, pinned him down, raped him, and then you're drinking his sperm using international toasts?
Like he was thinking out of the box.
L'chaim!
You didn't hear a thing I said. You didn't hear a fucking thing I said. You're not even listening.
You put sperm in a coffee?
All right.
Buonasera.
Well, that means good evening. That's not a toast. It's not a toast. Try another one. It's good evening in Italian.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
All right, well,
I'm out of here.
There you go. Ori O'Connor.
Good sperm.
Still on, Ori. Here's what we're going to do after the show. We're going to teach Ori how the hot mic works. We're going to teach him all about the hot mic. What is today, the
13th? It's only been a year.
Yeah, it's going to be great. All right, I guess we should. So should we do the music? Did Berg?
Berg's putting on his jacket.
Berg's got to go to therapy. I want to thank Steve for coming down from Canada. You're the best racist, Teddy. I love when you fucking sit and bring me booze. Me and Aaron Berg, the 22nd, will be in Vineland, New Jersey at the Savoy. If you go back and listen to the replay, maybe you get Kevin Brennan's number. I'm kidding.
And Gina will be at Lucy's on Friday.
I will. Thank you so much.
And I will be there.
I want to thank Ori O'Connor, the drinking game that has begun. Morton is next. Stick around.
Shut the fuck up!
Shut the fuck up!